walked away, left you all alone, hanging to that heart of stone that couldn't set you free. What if a memory was all you could hold of me, was all you would know of me? Could you let it be? Sometimes endings come too soon. Sometimes endings come too soon. If I never see tomorrow, regret would surely follow my goodbye. Chance to choose. This game we play is how I knew it was meant to be. Sometimes what ifs are all we have. Sometimes what ifs are all we have. If I never see tomorrow, regret surely follow my goodbye. So I will make this last appeal for you to tell me how you feel before it's too late. What if was all you could say?
So normally this is when I would make the show awkward and make Jason come back from the song. But that was one of Jason's songs, What If.
I have a last name, DJ.
Jason Patrick Myers.
Thank you.
.com. Your last name is .com.
Last time I'm coming to this radio station.
Yeah, sure. maybe until... The only acceptable reason is if you're in a recording studio.
Which I have to talk to you about because that's going to happen in a couple weeks, so I'll let you know.
That's good. Before Jason's track, you also heard from The Wanes, who we've never played on the show before, and a track called Swerve. And the reason we're playing that is we've got a guest in studio.
Chris Young, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for the musical submissions there, and including me on that list. I feel honored.
Yeah, so Jason didn't play his own song. That was my choice. So.
I like doing it to him every once in a while. He gets all timid over in the corner when we do it.
It's so awkward, man. I don't know. It's weird. I'm just here to talk about everybody else, but I do appreciate that. Thank you, Chris. Now, you're here today because I've seen you at so many shows. You actually came to Blizzard Bash 2015, and I've seen you at so many other local shows. You just love local music, don't you?
Yeah, and I grew up loving just music in general. I'm the seventh of eight kids, so I have this whole musical history of just years of different decades and influences, and I think that sort of shows in the music I listen to now. And I was lucky enough to parlay that into working in the music industry for a number of years, about 12 years. And then I went, as I like to say, legit, and I'm now a social worker, which is part of why I'm here today. And talking about, I'm the board president for NAMI Greater Cleveland, which is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And the reason I picked the Waynes and Jason and the songs you're going to hear coming up is a few years ago, one of my girlfriends and I, one of my best friends, Ann Schleicher, she and I formed a team to walk for NAMI called Team Bianco Young. That's her spouse's name and my last name. And we were just close to some people that living with mental health and families, you know, trying to sort out what that looks like for themselves, and put together an event called Music for the Mind. And the bands you're hearing tonight have all either played at those events or supported the event. So Jason didn't get a chance to play, but Jason has walked. Eric has walked at NAMI Walks. And this year it's coming up August 27th at 9 a.m., and we welcome anybody to join us. So it's, you know, what I really liked about this is that I was able to bring the Waynes out of retirement a little bit for that. And now I'm learning their debut on WJCU, which is pretty awesome, too. So I hope those Waynes fans that I tagged on Facebook, I hope you're listening.
That's awesome.
So the NAMI walk, how long has that been going on?
You're going to stump me. I'm going to stump the guest.
I'm stumping the president.
It's the president. But I've been a volunteer and then board member now for about 7 years, and I use NAMI in my work. But also, again, talking about family members and friends that live with mental health, it really became a cause for me. But NAMI does free support groups. I don't know. It's anniversary date. It is the largest mental health walk in Ohio. And the last couple of years have had it over at Edgewater Park, which has been a nice place to sort of recognize that new community they're building over there in Gordon Square and the cleanup of the park. And people have just really enjoyed it there. So
what is I want to ask you, I was thinking about this interview today, and this must be a rewarding thing for you to do, obviously. What is your takeaway? What's your biggest personal takeaway from this when you have a successful walk and you see everybody? And the one that Eric and I went to a couple years ago, I mean, there were a ton of people there, so much love, so much support. What do you take away personally from an event like this?
You know, it's a great question. I think you really nailed the point home, is that there's a lot of people either that are outspoken about their mental health, their diagnoses, or family members' diagnoses, and there's some that kind of live in the shadows a little bit, and NAMI is really fighting the stigma. And so I think what comes out of the walk is having people that are both, living with a diagnosis, or they're supporting them. For the people that are struggling, to see so many people in the community care about them and be there for them. We've had musicians, Old Boy, we're going to hear in a little bit, actually played one of the outdoor events. You know, they DJed and played the event for us. And people just take joy in the fact that there's other people out there that see them, you know, because there's a lot of people living with mental health condition that feel that they're alone, that feel that nobody understands, and that they have to hide who they are. So, again, we look at breaking down the barriers of stigma and just welcoming people into the community, because they are part of our greater Cleveland community.
Well, we're going to talk more about the NAMI Walk coming up after a couple more songs here. And, again, it's going to be this Saturday, August 27th at 9 a.m. That's the check-in time. The start time is at 10 a.m. It is free. You show up, you walk, talk to people. And, again, this is going to be where's the exact location for this?
It's down on the lower level of Edgewater Park, so we'll have signs. Look for yellow and blue balloons. I know the parking and traffic there is a little complicated right now, but we'll have some good signage, and you'll see a bunch of tables, and you'll see us in our NAMI shirts. So,
and if you're by a computer there, NAMIWalks.org. That's NAMIWalks.org.
Right now, we're gonna play some Old Boy. We've got Stars right now on Neo Rocks.
This is me in love. She took you in my arms. Feel your heart.
Tell just by the swagger, she's an imaginary bragger. Hip one hit me like a dagger. There's no one around. She's all wrapped up in the roses, trying to stop the bleeding noses. One door shuts, the other closes. I'm standing in hallways, looking for loose change. And it kind of feels strange. We all have bad days, but I'm still trying. We're slowly dying. With every last breath, I believe. nothing better than something strange. Rest of all beneath the frames. Steer to steer between the lanes. Still holding on. On this fix to fight the feeling. Lid still turning on the ceiling. Shoe shines hard for the stealing. And I'm standing in hallways looking for loose change. And it kind of feels strange. We all have bad days, but I'm still trying. We're slowly dying. With every last breath, I believe. Can't find your number. All the floors look the same. With these turns so never ending. Stop and listen to hear your voice, but it never speaks. Standing in hallways looking for a loose change. And it kind of feels strange. We all have bad days, but I'm still trying. We're slowly dying. With every last breath, I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe.
Brent Kirby standing in hallways here on Neo Rocks. Before that,
Eric, you what? Need more energy. That was not very energetic. Let's try this again. Take two. Let's go. Let's go.
Brent Kirby, yes. Standing in hallways.
Yes.
Here on Neo Rocks. Before that, Old Boy Stars.
Yes. Sorry, I'm trying to. I have no energy, so I'm just faking all this right now.
You need me to. Okay.
That's what it is. Okay. Right. Because if you're talking like this, then I'm gonna.
So this week it's my turn to pick you up.
Yeah. Okay. And until Joe Wheelock and Forger get here at 9 o'clock,
then we could both shut down and take over the show. Got it.
But for right now we have Chris Young in studio and off the air. We were talking about all the awesome bands that have played the NAMI Walk over the past few years. Name me some of the bands that we were talking about there.
Oh, wow. So we were in support of the NAMI Walk, actually. It was an event called Music for the Mind, and we did it 3 years at the Happy Dog. Sean Cobain and Chad Wanderson were wonderful supporters of that and allowed us the space. So it wasn't only the bands you're hearing tonight, like Old Boy and Brent Kirby. I have to say, Brent Kirby, it was sort of Brent Kirby and friends, and he pulled together guys that, you know, play with him, play with Chris Allen. You know, it's this great music community here in Cleveland. We were also really lucky to have two bands that were really close to the situation, close to our team. So, again, my team is Team Bianco Young, and the Bianco, sometimes I lightly call them Bianco Brothers, had a band called The False Prophets, and they performed at one of the Music for the Mind, and it was really special because they were able to sing some songs by a person that was close to them that was living with a mental health condition, and so they performed some of his music. And then The Outside Jakes, which is Anne, who my walk co-partner there, her brother and her brothers, I should say, both of her brothers, two of her brothers, and a couple of their family friends. So it was really nice to sort of give them opportunities to shine. Both of them have recordings. It would really be their debut, maybe on all radio if they played them here tonight. But it was really such a great event, and I think not just bringing together musicians from different eras. So as you can tell, if I'm playing 1992 songs from the Waynes, I've been around a little while and playing Jason and Old Boy stuff. So to sort of bridge the idea that again, NAMI's here for everybody. And what was really cool is when we went out and asked the bands, all the bands to play, would you be willing to donate your time, which they all did. A couple of them even put donation jars out at other gigs, which was really cool. Not at our asking. But everybody came forward with their own story about a family member or loved one, friend in college that they knew had struggled at some point. And some were familiar with NAMI and gone to our free support groups or, the family-to-family programs we offer. And some had just said, wow, this is a great resource. I didn't know you existed, and I'm going to tell them about it. So if there was somebody that was currently living with the condition. So that was, again, it's just sort of bridged a lot of the story. 1 in 5 people in the United States are impacted by mental health, by mental illness. And I have to say, it showed in our interactions with people. So you have talk about 3 different events, maybe 7, 8 bands all together, and at least one band member from each of those groups came forward and talked, a little more personally about what they had known about mental health.
That's great. And one of the things that you say, one of the words that you mention a lot, and it's mentioned in this pamphlet too that you gave us here, is stigma. That seems to be a big thing. Just being able to come out and talk and really talk to somebody. And you mentioned the support groups, right? Tell me more about that. How is that set up? When are those happening? Like, what's the situation with that?
Okay, great. So if you go to the NAMIGreaterCleveland.org website, we have a list of our support groups, and they're across. We're pretty much based in Cuyahoga County, but there's Summit County, Geauga County also has chapters on their websites. You can find the listing. But there's various support groups for different diagnoses. Some are more creative in nature. There's now a book club that meets once a month. There is a creative writing group. There was an art therapy group at one point. There's some faith-based groups that meet, and really it's a coming together for people living with a mental health condition to talk with other people that sort of know what they're dealing with, because it's hard, anything you're living with, it's hard to explain to somebody else if they're not in your shoes. So they're all free to the participants. They're across the county, churches, schools, etc., other meeting places. NAMI also has 2 larger events or programs called Family to Family, where family members can learn about mental illness and how to cope and some of the strategies to use when you're trying to help a person maybe de-escalate or find resources. And then also a peer-to-peer group. And we have volunteer facilitators that run those meetings. And I think we have more volunteers than we actually have staff at NAMI. It's a pretty grassroots organization. But those have been going on for years, and we did a survey a few years ago and came back that everybody, our support group attendees, were just very positive about the resource and the availability of those.
And once again, the website for the NAMI Greater Cleveland.
NAMIGreaterCleveland.org.
.org. Mm-hmm. For more information about that. Why don't we play some more music? We've got Brian Lissick coming up right now on NAROX.
I don't wanna be rude. I'm in this room with you. And if I believe it's true, I don't wanna be cold. She was so sweet, 600 miles away. This rock and roll beach making days. I just might stay. I'm in this room with you.
So all but the very first track of the night has been selected by Chris Young in studio with us. That was Paranoid Lovesick with Big Star and Brian Lissick, Five Other Rooms.
I want to mention that Brian Lissick did just chime in on Facebook. And yes, Brian, I am going to say what you just said. Good God, does Paranoid Lovesick still sound good on the radio? 2 exclamation points. Thanks, Chris Young and WJCU 88.7 Neo Rocks. Thank you, Brian Lissick, for being awesome and listening and making cool music that we play on the radio. So how about that? Right back at you, buddy.
Chris, you're here in studio with us talking about the NAMI Walk happening this weekend, Saturday at Edgewater Park. First off, the website for NAMI Walk is
NAMIGreaterCleveland.org, and then you'll select the button for NAMI Walks.
And of course, you've got all sorts of other information on the website, not just for people dealing with mental illness, but also those that have family members or friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an excellent point, Eric. And so NAMI is really for everyone that is touched by mental illness. So it could be a loved one, it could be a friend, neighbor, family member. We have a hotline. It's not 24 hours, but you know, business hours that you can call. And you're talking to somebody who's kind of walked the walk before. Our volunteers are typically individuals that have a family member, or maybe they themselves have been diagnosed in the past. But the walk welcomes everyone, even if you don't have the ability to walk far. It's 2.5 miles, but I always say walk a step or walk 2 miles. Just show up. Meet some of our vendors. We have a lot of great sponsors that have information tables as well as some information on the NAMI support groups. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. There's face painting, some games for the kids, and I think some snacks, too. Every so often there's some little cookies and, you know, an apple. So
that never hurts. And if I'm reading this right, on the website, 1-800-950-6264, 1-800-950-NAMI is the phone number listed. So there you go for anybody. Terrific. Thank you, Chris, so much for joining us today. This has been really great.
I say thank you for sharing everything about NAMI and all of your local music knowledge. Thank you so much.
No, it was a great opportunity, and I really, again, thank the music community for coming together for this, including Eric and Jason, and it's kind of fun to hear these songs again. You know, they're back in my archives and to pull them out, and I thank everybody over the years for what they've done, anybody who's attended Music for the Mind and supported us, and hopefully, you know, we'll see you at the walk. Come look for me.
Awesome, and again, the walk this Saturday, 9 a.m., Edgewater Park.
And we've got one last track selected by you, Roosevelt, Perfect Girl, here on Neo Rocks. Thank you again.
She's my perfect girl. She's my only one. I will never lie to her. We will have perfect fun. She's my only girl. She's my better half.